Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. This is the much awaited part two episode about McCabe. Enjoy. So what about the Sidere upgrade, the By Your Side?
It's interesting one, actually.
It's only one stone.
It is. But Sidere is so expensive, and I'm not sure I totally rate him as much as some other people do.
Mm-hmm.
So once per turn, when a friendly model within 5 inches of line of sight of Sidere is targeted by an enemy model's action, doesn't have to be an attack action, can be a tactical action, this model may be placed in base contact with a friendly model, and this model becomes the target. So in other words, he takes a hit.
Yep.
Now, targeted by an action can also be a charge, because that is an action.
Yep.
So he can make himself the target of a charge or something like that. It's a place into base contact, so he can come out from behind a wall and sort of be in front of this other model, or be anywhere around its base. Because he's quite tall, he might block line of sight to the other model to prevent it being a target.
What size base is he on?
He's on a 40mm.
Okay.
So he can block 30mm targets.
Yes.
With things like that. He himself is a fairly decent henchman. He gets stuck in with his sword, which is a fairly decent sword. And his machine gun is even better.
Yep, I can see. And his range 12, shooting 7, which is pretty good as well.
Yeah, and he's got a tactical option to empty the magazine, and he's got a built-in heal.
Yep.
So he can kind of stick around. He has a riposte as well off the sword, so it's kind of like a mini Lady Justice in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really benefit much from being positive to willpower jewels, as he's immune during his own activation. And it's okay. But he's positive, being positive to melee if he has promises, or if McCabe is near him carrying promises.
Yeah.
Is the other option. Being able to move him around and jumping in 5 feet in response to an enemy action is sometimes nice. And I have used it, but it means spending 9 stones or 10 stones on Sidere. And often I find myself having better things to spend 10 stones on.
Yeah, I can see that. For instance, I mean, you've mentioned the Dawn Serpent.
Yeah, who is a minion who interacts with McCabe in other ways.
Yeah.
Or simply a strong arm suit.
Yep.
Making a strong arm suit effectively armor 3, or regen 2, or nimble, or 2 of those 3, is just mean. Oh, yes, you know, this Armour 2 model you've been trying to hit with now has regen 2. Sorry.
So,
you know, he's Amu.
Oh, no, absolutely, yeah. he's 10 Thunders, isn't he?
Yeah, so you're competing for the slot. If you're going in Guild, Sidere might become more of a choice. But as 10 Thunders, I don't often reach for him.
It's a nice model as well.
Oh, he is. I'd enjoy painting him. But there are just so many good choices in 10 Thunders. Anything that involves movement tricks or can benefit from a movement trick, benefit from that 4-inch push, or would be good with one of those upgrades from McCabe attached, all warrant having a good look at.
Yep.
So 10 Thunders Brothers, for example. A cheap minion who can go and protect areas of the board quite well, because if you're near them, you can't interact with scheme markers and the like.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of any scheme markers. Them being able to push extra details could add to one of their own movement abilities as an extra trick. Making them... they haven't got a particularly good weapon. It's a 1-3-5 on melee 5.
Okay.
With no built-in trigger, so giving them a sword can make them a lot more deadly than they first appear.
Yep.
Especially when their melee range can jump to 4 inches. Like a Waldergeist can.
Yep.
Mr. Grace can already push models about. Friendly models show you the door. Well, this speeds up that momentum. You know, gets that momentum going even more.
Yeah, God.
Making him regen too, in addition to armor one and black blood, and hard to kill. Can really keep him in the game.
It just seems that you've got so many choices for some cool stuff to go in there, you know.
Yeah, it's very difficult to go wrong in Ten Thunders, I think. The last Ten Thunders game I used them in was up in the Not a Bad Thing tournament up in Sunderland, led by Nathan. I was playing against John Wharton, mm-hmm. who brought Von Schill, strong arm suit, you know, a full on Von Schill crew, and I'd taken McCabe. And in this one, I took the Dawn Serpent, I took Toshiro, a couple of Ten Thunders brothers, and the Super Weasel. I don't think there was much else in there, to be honest. Toshiro makes minions near him have positive flips on melee.
Yeah, he's got a 6-inch aura, hasn't he?
Yep. Yeah, well, combine that with the fact that they're getting another positive flip from being near McKay. And literally, Von Schill went in to try and kill the Dawn Serpent, and couldn't. Despite burning Oathkeeper and going in with 4 attacks.
Wow.
The Dawn Serpent then healed completely, because almost everything nearby had a casting action. And it healed one for every one of them. And it wounded up McCabe a bit. The Strong Arm Suit dropped the Oathkeeper and jumped straight in. Failed to kill the Dawn Serpent. Yeah. Healed back up again, and he lost both models.
Wow. That's really impressive.
Well, the rest of my crew just got on and did stuff.
Yeah, he was completely tied up and taken up with the trying to kill the Dawn Serpent. Then,
yeah, the other good one is have around, of course, is Chiaki, who I think can go in any Ten Thunders crew, or indeed any Reza crew, and do a superb bang up job. She combines well with McCabe in some nice ways, because she has an upgrade which you can hand out slow.
Yep.
Well, McCabe's net gun hands out slow, but if something is already slow, it makes them paralysed.
Ah, okay.
So she can set up paralysation targets for him.
Yes. And that's always useful, denial of activations, essentially.
Yeah, and also shutting down something's melee range.
Yeah.
Is a nice side effect of it, too.
What's the range on that cast? It's 10 inches, all right.
10 inches, yeah. So it's about the same length as his net gun. Mm. And when you can make sure she moved in position by passing her an upgrade or making the Kamitachi push her or by giving her upgrades, it just keeps adding up.
Yeah. She's actually got a trigger on that.
She does.
To recast it.
Yes. So she can set up 2 targets off 1 AP. And then he paralyzes them both.
Yeah.
Or she could cast it maybe 3 times. Maybe she doesn't get the trigger the second time. With her AP. And then he paralyzes all 3 of them.
When I've been playing Yan Lo. And I really, really rate her. I think she's a really nice model. For 6. She's 6, isn't she, I think?
Boy, she is, yes.
I think she's just got so much utility.
And she's difficult to put down as well. 7 wounds incorporeal.
Yep.
And manipulative.
Yep.
And she can turn manipulative back on.
With the trigger, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she can be, there are tricks in the crew with McCabe and the Kamitachi where she can be healed from more than one source.
So should we look at guild models as well?
Why don't we? If you want to go guild. The guild, obviously, there were things I started looking at because of Badger Speed. He's so good. I started by looking at minions. So, let's start with things that are really nice to reactivate, though, that people really don't want to happen more than once. Offstringers.
Can you find an Offstringer model at the moment? No. They've gone.
Yeah. No, though he's not technically a guild model, the Freikorps Trapper.
I was just about to say, it is Guardsman. You'll never guess what I bought last week.
What would that be?
It was a Guardsman. A guild Pathfinder, rather.
Oh, yes, there you go, there's another one. Not quite perhaps as tough as the others, but useful.
Yeah.
You've got things like the Hunter, which were a superbly nasty 7-stone killing minion.
Yeah.
who just benefit from being able to do have an extra turn.
Is he in the Hoth set?
He is. I believe there's two of them in the box.
I got my email today from Weird saying that my Hoth bots are coming.
I've got to say, I will have to wait for that one. From the artwork, the plastic hunters look amazing. I like the old metal ones, but the plastic ones were good.
Yes, if they match the artwork, which they generally do as well.
And since I'll be repainting a McCabe crew myself this year, I'll get the plastic ones for the repaint when they come out.
Mm.
I'm not in a rush to do it because I've got the old ones, but I think I'll do the new plastics when it comes around. But in Guild, there's also some other models that, of course, are very much Guild staples that work in. McCabe has, as I said, very well defense and willpower.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put Francisco in there and boost them both by two.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know, this guy could be willpower, defense 7 normally, and up to defense 9 if he's engaged with models.
Yep.
Or, you know, willpower 8 with positive flips.
Well, definitely something worth putting in when you're facing Pandora, then.
Yeah, and also you can see off even lures from Rotten Bells.
Yeah.
Because they can match cards.
You're starting at the same base level, aren't you?
You have a good chance of seeing off a base, you know.
Mm.
If they've got the 13, you're not going to get past it, but other than that, you've got a chance.
Yeah.
So there are various things like that come in nice with him. Other than that, Peacekeeper. Oh, Peacekeeper's really good already, so let's make it better by giving it one of the upgrades.
Yep.
You know, let's make it unimpeded. Let's make it regen 2. It's already armor 2.
Yep.
Makes it incredibly difficult to put down. And the fact that every time you're passing it an upgrade, you can always take the upgrades back and give it the same upgrade back again in McCabe's go.
Yep.
And that'll give it another 4-inch push into a new target away from something that's come to try and kill it.
What's Captain Dashiell like?
I've not tried him with McCabe. Dashiell is a guardsman buffer, so he should have some basic synergy with McCabe as a result.
Mm-hmm.
He really boosts guardsmen in several different ways, so he can make their attack flips better for their shootings.
Yep.
He can allow them, if they're not off stringers, to gain focus for 0, which is pretty good. But it's a case of what good guardsmen then are there to use. You can bring Dashiell into 10 Thunders.
Because he is a guardsman.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then you've got to think about what am I going to take with him?
Yes.
Because the really good shooters in 10 Thunders aren't guardsmen.
No.
So you'd be bringing Rifleman and trying to gunline it. Which could work, but it's not my style of play, so I really don't feel I could comment well on that one.
Right. I think Jake had Kang in there.
Yeah.
To help the guardsman.
Kang, if you know you're up against constructs or the undead.
Yes.
Kang, if you're playing 10 Thunders, Kang should be in. He makes anyone around him have positive, I think, on attack and damage flips against them.
Yep.
Well, if also McCabe is near, that's double positive if it's a melee. But if an archer stood nearby, positive on attack flips on an archer who you've reactivated.
Oh, yep.
It turns you from being a threat with a bow to being someone who's unloading an M16 at you. Pretty much.
whilst the dogs go whizzing past, yeah. Doing laps of the board.
It can get very silly very quickly. Guild has some other things you can do with him. Because he's on a horse, you can have other models that match his speed. Lone Marshal and Pale Rider, another 3-horse list.
Yeah,
it's not only thematic, it works.
It does it?
Yeah, oh yeah. You've got McCabe who can run in and tie things up. Where the Lone Marshal snipes out anything they're trying to get around the centre of, while the Pale Rider drops scheme markers and basically survives anything else anyone can throw at it. And, that's not even a huge chunk of the list. That's 20 stones. I'd give them both an upgrade just to make them even better if they happen to be near McCabe. By making them positive on the willpower jewels.
Yeah.
That makes a rider almost untouchable with the willpower. because if you try, they're stubborn anyway. So if you try and hit them with a willpower duel, you're at negative flips, and it'll be resisting on positive flips.
Yep.
So the card, you know, the odds are really not in your favour if you want to try that one. Yeah.
So how much is the loan?
The one to get the upgrades back.
The pole rider's 12, and how much was the?
The one match, I think 8 stones.
Oh, it's 8. Okay. Yep.
You don't even in any two of those three would work well, but all three of the horses together is an interesting theme. And you supply it with dogs and ostringers, and it's what people call the hunting list.
Yes, yeah.
It does the job well. And you get extra movement tricks by, of course, the ostringers pushing things about on top of the other pushes. Wuna, if you go in guild, Wuna should be in every list.
Okay, because of the dog synergy, essentially.
Yeah, yep. And the fact that you'll need the extra models to get that activation control.
Yep.
And the fact that the generic guild totem is nowhere a match for Wuna, as where the Karatachi probably is in Ten Thunders.
What's that, the scribe, is it?
No, it's called the Governor's Proxy.
Oh, that's right, yeah. No, the scribe's Lucius as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Basically, because he's such a team player, there's very few models that work badly with McCabe. I've used Brutal Effigy well with him to give him a zero action to give him the ability to, after he damages, he heals. And if he kills, he draws a card.
Yep.
When he's in fighting a bunch of models, just weighing around damage trying to draw soul stones, also drawing cards helps.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
I think listening to episode 100 of Malifaux, it was evident your enthusiasm for McCabe, yeah. and it's just coming out in this probably not very short Fool's Daily anymore.
No, I think we're almost up to over 40 minutes. Oh dear, sorry, Mike.
I just think that. There's such a huge scope for putting stuff in and out and having some fun with him, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, he rates up there with the Willis as my favourite masters in the game.
For me,
I've never had a dull game with him.
For me, it's also about putting some cool looking models with him as well, and it still works, you know? I'm looking forward to it now. I've got.
You can put anything with him. So just pick a model you like the look of, and he will enhance it. Yeah, it's just cool.
So I think, Joel, at the end of your round, you scored full marks on on McCabe. If you'd like to go back to your chair, and we'll ask the next contestant along.
And no passes.
Well, thank you very much for that. I'm sure there's more we could talk about. But for the interest of Mike's sanity,
I can see the look on his face already.
We should probably stop it. But
we should.
I think it would be a good thing to do. Try and do another one of these, and in terms of just pick a master and just go through it, basically.
Anytime you want to.
And that, I think that will work quite well.
Yeah.
So until then, I have been the Mastermind Master, Conrad.
And I have been the happy contestant, Joel.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're at Fools_Daily. Or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.